Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
In 3, 2, 1. 7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okel and this is the Sweat 7.
You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
Welcome to your abs workout today. So 7 moves, we're going to make it pretty cardio this one, so there'll be plenty of jumping around for an abs workout. You are going to be starting though on the mat on your back for your jackknives. So that is lifting up, reaching opposite hand to opposite foot, and then extending all the way back out. 40 seconds on each move today with 20 seconds rest in between, and we start in 10 seconds time.
9, 8,
so jackknives to start, reaching 5, opposite hand to 4, opposite foot in 3, 2, 1. Good. So into these jackknives. We've got 40 seconds here to wake up those abs, to start to drive that heart rate up. As I said, there will be plenty of cardio moves in this ab session today. For now though, switching on through the core. You are halfway through, keep reaching all the way up. Ideally, legs stay nice and straight. If like me, you've got super tight hamstrings, that's all good. Bent knees are fine. For the next 10 seconds, moving through them for 5. 3, 2, 1. Good, staying right where you are. In 20 seconds time, it is straight leg sit-ups. So keeping both legs extended out along the mat. We're just going to curl all the way up, reaching those hands up towards the ceiling until you're in an L shape, and then rolling back down. 3, 2, and 1. Great leg sit up. So we curl that body up with your hands up over your head, reaching up towards the ceiling, finding that hinge at the top, and then rolling back down onto the mat. Curl all the way up, lower back down, keeping those legs on the mat. Again, if your legs are super tight, you might need a little bend in the knee. That's okay if we need it. More than halfway. So you've got 10 more seconds on these. Give me a couple more. All the way up and down. 5 more seconds. 3, 2, and 1. Bringing it up on to your feet. We are going to come into some star jumps now. So really keeping that core engaged, but driving that heart rate up. In 10 seconds, we go through 40 seconds of star jumps. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So this is your chance to really drive that heart rate up, get a bit of cardio action going. But this is an abs workout, so I want you to think about what that core is doing the whole time. That is your engine. That is right at the center of everything. That is where your strength and power comes from. For these star jumps, reaching your hands all the way up overhead. You're halfway through them. Good. Keep it moving all the way up, all the way over. Bouncing those feet out and in for 10 more seconds. Squeezing that core nice and tight. 5, three, two, and one. Bring it down to the mat for me, my friends. We come back to where we started with those jackknives. Opposite hand to opposite foot. We are taking it there.
10, 9, 8.
We are going to repeat
7,
your first
6,
two moves. Jackknives
5,
in
4, 3,
2, 1. So like I always say, if we do something for a second time in a set, let's make it a little bit harder, a bit more challenging, a little bit quicker, a bit more range. We never want to repeat the same exercise in exactly the same way. We push it ever so slightly. Reaching up, opposite hand to opposite foot. You are halfway. Last time we're doing these jackknives, so make them count, reaching all the way up. And then lowering all the way back down. You've got 8 more seconds. Keep them going.
5, 4,
for 3, 2, and 1. So we follow those the way we did before with our straight leg sit-ups, extending those legs all the way out. Hands start overhead. We curl up until we're in that L shape,
9,
with hands
8,
pointing up towards
7,
the ceiling.
6,
in
5, 4,
3, 2, 1. Into those straight leg sit-ups. So starting with those arms extended all the way up over your head. And then we curl up until we are in that perfect right angle. Finding that little bit of compression at the front of the hips. If that feels too tight, if it is too much, we can put a slight bend in the knee. We curl up, we roll it down. Past the halfway point for these straight leg sit-ups and for your whole workout. You've got 10 more seconds here. 2 moves remain. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Bring it up on to your feet. 2 high intensity moves to finish this set off. We are coming into your high knees. So it is a sprint on the spot. Again, keeping that core nice and tight.
5.
High knees in 3, 2, 1. Into those high knees. So driving up, 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 using your arms to pump. And as before with those star jumps, we use the core as the engine. So keeping that core super tight. Chest up nice and tall. Sprinting towards the finish. Second to last exercise. Halfway through it. 20 second sprint now. Driving with those knees light on your toes. Give me 10 more seconds before we bring it down to the mat for your last exercise. We have got another 3, 2, 1. Bring it down, team, for your last move of this session. It is, of course, mountain climbers. However quick that sprint was, I want that same pace here down on the ground. We go mountain climbers in 5, in 3, 2, 1. Rapid fire from that high plank position. 1, 2, 1, 2, mountain climbers till the end. This is it, your last move of 7. We push through, make sure those shoulders are stacked over your wrists. Core stays nice and tight throughout. That is your engine, that is what we're working. That is what will power you through the final 15 seconds of your workout. Drive, drive, drive all the way for 10 more seconds, team. Keep it going for 5. You got 3, 2, 1. And done. Well done. Amazing work. So I know I said at the top it was an ab session, which it was, but hopefully you got a little bit of a sweat on there too. Well done, great work. I will see you back here again for another Sweat 7.
Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Okel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.